Visiting with PCM head football coach Greg Bonnet. Coach, congrats on the good win tonight at home against Des Moines Christian in the opening round of the Class 2A playoffs. Can you kind of walk me through a little bit of your team's win tonight? I know a little bit of maybe a closer game than you guys have had over the last, you know, several weeks or so. Can you kind of talk about what went well for you guys tonight?
Well, I mean, I think that Des Moines Christian is a pretty good team. I mean, if you look at most of their scores, you know, they're barely losing games. The point differential, you know, wasn't a whole lot. I think they're, you know, a good football team for sure. And then, you know, the next thing is I just thought they had one heck of a plan. I mean, they threw some stuff at it that, you know, they hadn't shown on film, and they were able to pull it off, you know, running jet and the unbalanced trio and things like that. And then, you know, their defense is we knew their defense would be tough, but they they ran a front against us that kind of caused some problems. And, you know, we got early on, we had some guys that got dinged up right away, you know, including Trander Van Dyke. And, you know, when we don't have Trander Van Dyke, we're a little bit different team. But, you know, I thought our guys, you know, wound up making some really big plays and getting some really big shots when it counted. And, you know, special teams wasn't great tonight, but, you know, you don't want to turn a, like I told the guys, I don't want to turn a win to a loss, but you know, we got a bunch of stuff that we work on and get better. And, you know, in all honesty, I'm glad we had a good challenging game like this right now when we did.
Yeah, and I kind of brought that up in our pregame show tonight. I said, you know, maybe this was a blessing in disguise for PCM that they played a tough four seed like Des Moines Christian instead of maybe a little bit of a throwaway game. Do you feel like, I mean, you alluded to it already, but do you feel like a good team like Des Moines Christian helped you kind of prepare for the rest of the way?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, you're in the grind now. You know, every team just keeps on getting better and better. And, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot sometimes too. You know, we had the snap over the head, muff punt, and things like that that, you know, led to some of the scores. But and you know, I think the most important thing is that our guys were able to take a situation where they did have a good scheme and they did have good players, you know, working that scheme. And we wound up having to be the ones that, you know, made some adjustments. And when we had to do that, you know, our guys kind of caught on pretty quick, and we wound up making some big plays, you know, getting some turnovers ourselves and, you know, popping some big catches that, you know, we'd never really ran before. So, you know, the adjustment stuff is good.
You know, I brought them up, you know, multiple times throughout the season and did a feature on them a couple weeks ago. But, you know, what is the advantage of a coach of having two experienced, you know, well-oiled machines in Davin Van Dorp and Adrian Robbins, that if you guys get in any sort of rut or you get down a little bit, that they know what they're doing and they can pick up your offense and make big plays happen?
Oh, well, you know, they're definitely two guys that certainly do that. But, you know, to what, they got a pretty good supporting staff of leaders around them too. You know, I think there was times tonight where maybe Gavin, you know, poor Gavin, you know, I say that kind of halfway joking, you know, he hasn't thrown a pick yet until tonight, you know, after, you know, 100 and some passes. And, you know, that just doesn't happen. You don't go through a whole season throwing a pick. And so, you know, when he got down, there's people there to pick him up, and, you know, and just a bunch of guys that, you know, really showed up and showed some leadership tonight when they needed to step up and, you know, become the dude. And, you know, obviously having Adrian, you know, I've mentioned to Adrian, I said, hey, bud, you know, things are getting kind of, you know, wonky out there. They've got a reasonable scheme. You know what we're doing. We need you to make a play. And, you know, Adrian made a bunch of plays on defense, a bunch of plays on offense. So, you know, he, like I always say, Adrian makes me one heck of a coach.
Well, Coach, you know, a team like PCM that's been dominated all season, and now you get a win in the first round of the playoffs, you know, I'm sure there's been some outside voices this season that have had a lot of talk, you know, if this really is a team that contends for a state title, if this really is the best PCM team you've had in a long time, you know, how do you kind of put that a little bit on the back burner and just focus on one game at a time and playing the football you guys know how to play?
Well, this game really helps, you know, it really does, getting into a game where things didn't go our way all the time. I mean, that – You need a little adversity, you know, for sure, because you're going to experience it sooner or later. So, you know, that I think this game is more training for that than anything else, because, you know, all of a sudden now, you know, as a player and as a coach, you're like, hey, some stuff didn't quite go right tonight, and we weren't able to be totally physically dominant, and some guys got dinged up, and we had to have some guys come in and play, you know. So it makes you just kind of reflect on everything that you do, and you know, kind of excites you to get back to it so that you come back next week and you're really, really ready to go.
You know, what's the you guys obviously have the benefit of you're going to play at home for the rest of the time out until the semifinals if you get to that point. You know, what's kind of the preparation process like now where you don't necessarily – you got the win on Friday night, but you don't necessarily know who you're going to play until tomorrow?
Yeah. So, you know, right now it's just a matter of just in, you know, enjoying the win, you know, for sure. Just enjoy the win for our players, you know, all weekend long. And then, you know, by Monday we'll have a game plan for them. So it's just, right now it's just a hurry up and wait deal. You know, I'm pretty excited. I get to go down to William Penn tomorrow and watch a game because my buddy Dan Williams is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame down there. So, you know, I'm going to focus a little bit on that and just, you know, enjoy it and have a good time. And, you know, then we'll come back and we'll take a look at everything on Sunday and we'll get a game plan ready and we'll be ready to go.
Well, Josh, congrats on the big win tonight against Des Moines Christian. And to keep this fun season going, you know, I look forward to being with you guys the rest of the way.
Oh, hey, you too, buddy. Thank you.